Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, we representing WATACP. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger, would suck it up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder, when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars? It's like rocking a sword, broke it, hard to swallow as I brain power weak and mind decreased. I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired. And the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun in all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun, couple of laughs, some good times, the ways that I come through and drop rhymes, people be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep a true arm, about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold, I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love, you know what I'm saying, spread the love, spread the love, you know what I'm saying, yeah, spread the love, yeah, all up in the place to be, W-A-T-A-Z, yeah.
T-A-Z. Intro, J-Buzz. Area code 850. What's up?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, Donna.
Hey.
We sitting on the show with no guests.
You mean we're the guests?
It looks like it. I'm like... You know, we had a show today, and you know, Miss CJ, if you've been paying attention on Facebook, you know she's running track.
Yeah, I see that. Mhm.
Yeah, with the Olympics.
Yeah, she's a pretty tough chick.
So, I can't call her and blame it on the boogie, because she got on the show and she confirmed it, but. You know, of course, you know, you got to remind black folks. We had white guests. We wouldn't have this trouble.
We wouldn't have this problem. See what I'm saying? Next week, we getting two people that are out of another color scheme because we're not doing this no more.
Yeah, I'm sitting up here. I text Lisa, supposed to be Lisa Monet. I'm going to play one cut. We might do 30 minutes. Oh, but I do want to talk to you about this. What is your opinion? This is going on in your state. You know what I'm getting ready to ask you.
Oh, Lord. Okay, go ahead.
The trial, the Casey Anthony thing. What is your opinion on this?
Well, you know, I know I'm going to be unpopular for this, but they did what they had to do. The jurors went by the letter of the law, and that's sad, but it's necessary. We can't have a judicial system that doesn't follow the letter of the law. The only problem with that is now we have someone who committed a heinous crime that's walking the streets, and unfortunately, it is what it is. I'm no Columbo, but I think, you know, in my mind, I can see what happened, and it makes sense to me. You know, I think she's a party girl.
She killed her on purpose, or was a?
I think it was
accident,
an accident.
Like
I think it was an accident. I think she's a party girl, and she wanted to go out, and she couldn't get her mother to watch her child, and she researched a way to babysit, and I'm doing those little air quotes with my fingers, a method of babysitting her child.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And I think that she found out that somebody either told her, you know, chloroform will make you go to sleep, and so I think she researched it, and I think she tried to chloroform her child into a sleeping position so that she could go out. And I think it, you know, it went too far, and I think that baby died, and she panicked. And then she created that whole Zanny the Nanny scheme to cover everything, and she rode around with that baby in the trunk because she was, I think she was distraught. I think she did not mean to kill her child, but I think that she has a narcissistic personality that says, I don't want to get in trouble, so I'm going to lie until I get caught. And she got caught, but they couldn't prove it. And I think there were so many elements that were working in her favor, like someone
yes.
who found the body and hid it so that they could make money off of it. And in the meantime, it's decomposing further. And you can't get out of it what you need. And I just think it was a comedy of errors.
That worked in her favor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think you had
I didn't think they had enough evidence. I mean,
I think you had a prosecuting
attorney.
Didn't tell the
story right.
Yeah, I think the prosecuting attorney wanted to be the guy that got the pretty girl and sent her to prison, and he wasn't willing to compromise for manslaughter or second degree murder. He wanted to get her. And I don't think he was willing to settle for a compromise, and by not doing that, he let her walk.
Too ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really have not been following it. Now, I did when I first seen it. I was flicking the channel, rolled through and seen Nancy Grace.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness!
And Nancy Grace can't. I'm laughing now because her fat butt can't stand it.
Oh, my God. Nancy Grace has gone inside out. She is about to freaking flip out.
She cannot understand. I have not heard her comments ever since the not guilty plea. I got to catch that hoe. Excuse me. I got to catch that hoe.
You got it. I'm telling you. I could not wait to watch Nancy Grace because I really don't like her at all.
I don't like her at all. I do not like her at all because she's always against the black people at all one time.
Yeah.
Just a straight up, she's almost a female Hannity.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. She's a Bill O'Reilly wannabe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I don't like her.
Yeah, and so I could not wait to see how this resonated in her little world. And it turned her world upside down.
Hold on, I think we got, I want to say it's Miss CJ.
Okay.
Wait a minute, we got to click her on. 707 area code, who is this?
Is it's
this
just a
CJ?
Laugh. We don't have words. It's just laughter.
Is it? Well, we wait for the laugh to die. Please say something.
Hi.
Hey,
okay.
Hey.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah, we can hear you now.
We
You're
hear
talking
you.
English.
Hi, DJ.
What's up, CJ girl?
CJ, you hear me and DJ talking about the Casey Anthony thing, how she got out off those charges. But we ain't got no guests. I text the guest. See, I know. You hear CJ? CJ is talking. Wait a minute. How many times we done went through this with all these Negroes that I've had on the show?
Mm. Okay. No, she didn't. She did not just give them the mm.
Wow.
CJ. We are saying 10 minutes into the show, we ain't got no guests. And I said, we couldn't bother you because I know you running track.
Man.
You doing
okay,
your flash.
Let me do something. I'll get back on.
Uh-oh. Somebody in trouble. Somebody going to get
in trouble. Bye, CJ.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you in a minute.
All right.
Okay.
Things are going.
Oh, we got some dead air now, huh?
And things were going bad up in there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a gospel song. I don't know if I sent it to you. It's called Songs 150.
I don't think so.
It's a remake of James Cleveland's song 150.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think so.
It's actually, I mean, it's a remake of the song, but in a different way.
Okay.
You know, T-A-Z way.
Of course.
This is me being a preacher. Ron L., Gina L., and Rolanda 700 acting like the people in the congregation. We just We talking noise. This is called Psalms 150, and if you look it up in the Bible, Psalms 150, I'm actually reading straight from there. Here it is.
Cool.
Let's go now.
That everything that has breath
praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let every creature praise the Lord. Shout praises to the Lord.
Tell them, baby.
You know what I'm saying? We all grown up in here, so you don't have to. That's not your fault. And you was busy doing your Speedy Gonzalez thing, so you know.
Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
Doing your Speedy Gonzalez thing, you know. Umbele. They be like, what is she saying before we say ready, set, go? Umbele.
You clowning?
They shoot the gun. You got false start. Quit saying umbele.
Ooh. I'm not getting involved, CJ. I'm staying right over here on your side.
I'm only watching the sidelines. And when she roll out, she run just like that. Remember that commercial they got with that dude that just sprint down the end of the. What's the name of that commercial?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what commercial I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, it's like a liquid plumber or some one of those where he all of a sudden he just takes out.
Pass everybody. That's what CJ doing right now. And we wish her all the luck. Bring a medal home so you can take a picture with that thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you seen my pictures.
Yeah, I've seen your pictures. I've seen them when I talked to you before then. Yeah, I've seen them. And that's why I asked when you racing, when you run.
Okay.
So what events are you doing?
Just the one and the two.
The 100 and 200 meters?
Yeah.
I remember when I used to run, I used to say, I don't run long distance.
Unless somebody's chasing you, right?
No, I don't run long distance. After I cross over the 400-meter tape, I take one more step, and then I turn right. I say, if I go 402 meters, that's long distance. They were tripping.
Oh, Lord.
I cut to the left and go on the infield.
Wow.
They were like, you crazy, man.
And we're going to pray for you.
Yeah, please.
That's why I always took the inside track, because I know I'm getting ready to roll out. And when I roll out and then I hit that tape, boom, I go to the left. I'll send y'all one of my write-ups.
You don't have to.
They wanted me to go to college. They wanted me to go to college for running. And I was like, see, I was young back then, you know, not thinking. Could have had a scholarship, not thinking. I'm going, man, I ain't going to be running the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying? Not thinking, just dumb. Yeah, I admit it, just dumb. Could have went to school for free, but no. I ain't going to be running track the rest of these four more years. I'm tired now. You know, I just did this for fun.
Just like a young man. I can't see the forest for the trees.
Okay. You ain't lying. I was dumb, I admit it. If I know what I know now, well,
man,
I'm dangerous.
Know. That don't mean
nothing.
So, what's your opinion on the Casey Anthony thing, Ms. CJ? I know you sound like you were kind of hot about it. So,
I was really shocked. I mean, really, really shocked. Being a mother, you know, she left it out 31 days. That kind of got me. And I'm like, 31 seconds, I don't know where my child is, I am just going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't see it. Maybe they had something else in the courtroom that we weren't, privy to. So that's the only thing I could think of, because from what I heard and understood, yeah, they should have put the key underneath the cell and left it.
From what I heard, it's just the prosecution just didn't have nothing solid.
No, they couldn't place her in. They couldn't place anything on her in particular.
Yeah,
and that's
in my right mind. I was like, well, there's reasonable doubt all over the floor in there. Well, I understood why they did it, what they had to do. Now, not knowing what actually went on, like you said, Ms. CJ, that's a long time to be talking about, oh, my baby missing now.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
And I think the problem with, like we said, the problem with the whole thing is once you get so many people telling lies, it's hard to figure out who's telling the lie that makes the most sense. So, which is the right lie that I can go with? Is it the mama that's telling the right lie? Is it the daddy that's telling the right lie? Who's got the right one?
Because they all were telling lies.
Exactly. So it's you. I got molested by
my father. My father. Did she get up there act a fool?
Yeah. Then you say there's a girlfriend that says he told me, and he's like, I don't know that woman. It's like, what is this mess? The mother's saying she's the one that searched the chloroform. I'm like, you know what? Ain't no. I don't know who's telling what lie.
And then this morning they back there sitting both together. Come on,
who?
Who?
Mm-hmm.
The mother and the father.
Who?
The mother and the father, they sitting together in the courtroom. Come on, son. I ain't feeling that. If you'd have lied on me, I wouldn't be talking to you. Would you?
Exactly.
Yeah, they probably was back there both slapping fire. Well, you told them, you acted a fool up there. You did too.
And see, that's why, you know, they're saying, well, she got away like, you know, like O.J. did. And I'm saying, well, you know, the difference is, O.J., as we all probably know, had something to do with it. Now, I ain't saying what he may have may not done. I think he did it. But we only have him. We don't have 10 other people that we can pin it on.
I don't think he did it, yo, because he might have had somebody do it. But I don't think he himself did it. You know why?
That man
I understand what you're saying. He had somebody else do it. It's the same thing. But what I'm saying, I don't think I don't think he did it at all.
Man, he saw that dude driving around in the car he was paying for with the woman he was with. He like, you know what?
Call somebody. I'm gonna call somebody and get somebody to do this, dude.
Ain't nobody gonna do that for him. I'm telling you, unless he right there with him.
Yeah.
Now look. This is what I truly believe, and y'all can be mad at me if you want to. I don't think OJ had anything to do with that thing because one, he was in Chicago.
Oh, stop
when
it.
The shit, it was too deep.
Please call in and help us out.
Can you let me finish? The time limit was too quick. I'm serious. They showed how he had to drive. Okay, if he had a plane to catch, he went over there. Look, now, he had to be an expert at killing.
You don't have to be an expert. All you have to do is be mad, and that's all it takes. And that's all he's saying.
The thing about it is, he probably would. Okay, if he did kill him, he was only over there to kill Nicole. But
yeah, he wasn't expecting
Ron was
to be
there. Ron was over there too.
He wasn't supposed to be.
Dude.
He did not expect him to be there. I think he may have had help doing
it. Okay, time out. How did he? There had to have been a lot of blood, they said, because they got chopped in the head.
Well, I think it was an artist to turn bad.
Well, how did Cat get cleaned up and hurry up and catch the plane and made it all the way in Chicago?
Okay, first of all, he was very late. The limo driver said he waited for over an hour.
Yeah, but he still had to drive. They said he had to drive from over across the other part of the city. They showed how he had to, what route he would have had to take to get back.
Are you really gonna? And that's your biggest winning factor is that he had to drive a long way.
And he couldn't hardly damn move. Dude was goddamn near paralyzed from the football.
Let me put it this way.
I just
you know
he
as
it.
Well as I do, if you a black man, somebody say, something coming. I don't care what your ailment is. I promise you will run with the best of them and might be first.
Okay? You have your cane.
And then
you're
going to say, what was it?
Here's another factor. She was taking drugs.
Okay.
She was doing drugs. Her girlfriend, a year before that, had got her head chopped off from a drug hit. I'm serious.
Her head?
Her head got she got decapitated.
Wow.
A year before, you're saying this was a drug hit
on her girlfriend. One of her best girlfriends got killed.
Okay,
I'm saying it could have been a drug hit. That's what I think.
This wasn't no drug
hit. And OJ probably
might have
just...
Let me ask you this. Okay, it's a drug hit. You say drug hit. Let me ask you this. The last time there was
a drug hit,
when would they bring a knife and stab somebody that many times for a drug hit? Really?
For a drug hit.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't hear they got stabbed that many times. All I heard a few slices because they said they must have had a machete.
Oh, my God. No, it was a straight knife.
These bitches had swords like Sinbad on the damn pirate ship.
I'm done talking to you right now because you're going to make me say ugly stuff to you today.
These fools have swords. And y'all talking about stabbing somebody. These fools had swords. They got cut severely. You just, with a small old knife, you ain't going to cut nobody severely. Maybe a Daniel Boone knife. But that's damn near a sword, too.
Really? And this is what we're going to go with? This is where we are right now.
I think he paid somebody.
In the name of Jesus, help him.
Yeah, please.
y'all took it to the Father.
We asked him. You was going to the left.
I'm trying to tell y'all what I think my theory is. I don't think he did it physically.
Okay.
I don't think
he did it.
I just think he had something maybe to do with the hit.
Okay.
I ain't disputing that part. He might have shelled out some money and said, "Look at him, man." And he probably was arguing with these cats. That's why he was late to the limo. Look here, man. Y'all need to kill him right now.
Hey, look.
They didn't have enough money. He didn't have enough money. He had to go to ATM, so he had to wait.
He had to go to the ATM to get the payment. They just holding him. They just stabbing him till he get back with the money.
Yeah, what DJ going?
Y'all stupid.
Woo.
It probably was. But you just hold that position right there.
That's right. You stay right there. Don't you move
there. I'm coming back.
You're not hearing what you said. He gonna go to the ATM and they gonna continue to stab until he gets back. Really? Really?
Y'all take it too. Nah, I know he was arguing at the first place. Man, I said the address was 1402.
He go, oh, my bad.
They damn near go to the wrong house.
See? No.
What else is going on? I'm trying to think. In the news, that is, that I didn't like.
Well, we had, I actually knew someone that was on that boat that drowned in New Mexico.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, you know, they had the seven that they haven't found yet, have they? Because I haven't been able to watch the news. But, yeah, I actually knew the captain. My girlfriend, she worked with him, and I met him a few times. But he was safe, but the other seven, it was kind of scary.
Wow.
Actually have somebody on that ship and to know someone that was on the ship.
Oh, that's so scary.
Yeah.
Well, I got something that happened down here that I found amazing, and it might be going on nationally, but in Atlanta, they found out these teachers was cheating on the tests that the kids take so they could get more grant money for the schools.
Oh, come on.
They done busted the whole dang education board in one city. They done cheated, and I think it's going around nationally. What they did was they had the kids take the test, and then, of course, you know, with the number two pencil, they erasing the answers and putting the right ones in.
Oh, come on, dude, really?
For real.
Right.
And it's hot.
They're debating now
whether they should go to jail or not.
And what? Whether they should go.
Well, see, the state is
not
going to prosecute them. No, the state is not going to prosecute him. They're thinking about it's going to be a federal prosecution. Ain't that a shame?
Wow. That is so sad.
Yeah, and they got one black lady plastered all on TV. She already one of them that got caught.
Well, she should.
Well, yeah, and there's a few others, and I'm quite sure that somebody told them teachers, I'm going to get them answers right if y'all won't get this grant money.
Well, you know what? There has to be a place where you know right from wrong, whether somebody's telling you to do wrong.
Really?
You have to make
your
own choices.
Boss.
Hey, well, you know what? Then that's when you have to set your own boss up. Then you might wind up being the boss if you do it right.
That dog is a little scheming thing.
I don't believe in you. I don't believe in getting caught for your stuff. I only want to get caught for my stuff.
Since I met you, 2 years ago? Is it 2 years
mm-hmm.
ago?
Mm-hmm.
You changed.
I'm telling
you
what
changed.
I know. You changed. Yes, I have. I grew up.
You talking about if she set her up right, you'll be the boss if
you'll
she know
be
what
the
I
boss. Know. That's right. I ain't crazy.
I have
a question for the group.
Okay.
I want to know, in the area where you live, Taz, mm-hmm. and let me preface this with saying I have nothing against anyone's sexual preference. They may choose who they like. That is their situation between them and God. Now, only thing
right.
I'm asking is if you will please tell me why the men of the ATL, if they are using an alternative lifestyle, think it's okay for them to dress up in high heel shoes and skinny jeans. Why are they doing that?
First of all, DJ,
wow.
What makes you think I'm the national spokesman? I want to get that shit straight. CJ, that was not the right
Woo.
Question to ask me. I don't know. I'm like you. I don't know either.
Can't you do
something
about it?
How, and y'all walking on rocks with high heels. I don't understand.
Wow.
You got a goatee.
I don't think that's right.
You got a goatee and a pedicure, but yet looking all rough about the neck. Come on, Sadie.
Okay, but wait. Mandy's and patties, they cool, because, I mean, I don't want nobody touching me with no rough feet.
Thank
so,
you.
I mean,
I'm okay with
I'm
that.
I'm not tripping
I'm okay
on that.
That.
I'm tripping, not tripping on that, but now, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh, Lord. Dude,
don't
I'm
be painting the brand like me. I mean,
okay.
I'm painting the brand.
I can't tell my foot from yours.
Yeah, it's a little bit bad. Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now. I used to go out at home in Pittsburgh because I'm from the tri-state area where Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia run right there on the riverside, and we were lucky enough to go to any state and party at such a time. And we happened to be in Pennsylvania in Pittsburgh, and there was this one guy, and I've seen him many times on my trips to Pittsburgh, walking down the streets in the hood, and he had a bandana on his head, afro, like he had a couple of cuts in his arm, and he had a vest on with his arms out, no shirt, looking like he was a gangster for real. And then on the bottom of his jeans, he had on some pumps with red painted toenails. I'm going to tell you right now, that dude was so tough. And I was young, I dare not laugh.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, but that's back, you know what, back then, you know, there was a whole different realm. First of all, I don't understand how you stood around long enough to get down to his feet. I think by the time you saw them jeans, you
no,
just
you
turned see, around
I
and went
them
the other
walking.
Way.
I see them walking, I'm like, dude, ain't got no boots on.
Mm-hmm.
Is he walking barefoot? No, this nigga got on pumps. Open toe pumps, and you can see his toes painted red. I mean, bright red.
Okay.
I'm like, what the hell? This dude had a scraggly beard. Wait a minute, a scraggly beard, cuts in his arm, and I dare not say nothing about his feet.
Did not.
He would have whipped my ass.
I think you're right.
It was crazy.
Well, I just don't understand. That's a look that I'm just not comfortable with.
I don't know why she just even asked me, CJ, the nerves. Like, I knew.
Your city is famous for it.
You know what? And but that would have just been just like asking me also, because you know where I live, so.
Yeah, that's right. You should have asked CJ. She know better than me.
I don't know. I know nothing.
That's why we did. That's why I didn't ask her, because I knew that was the answer.
That's it. No, it was gonna be the answer. I'm like, what makes her think I'm the national poster child for this thing? I don't know nothing about it.
I figure, you know, as a radio personality, that you would.
There she go.
You would investigate.
She's trying to hit me deep now.
She would investigate this situation and at least ask some questions. Why do y'all really?
What's up with that, Bobby?
Let's put it this way. I've talked to the pimp. And when the pimp get on, we'll ask him.
Okay,
well, be out there in the streets. Be out there in the streets.
Yeah, but I don't think we want to really ask him, do we?
I'm sure he knows.
Oh.
But then again, his answer might be, I don't know you.
Yeah, he might not know
you. I'm too busy with butts and tits. I can already hear him all.
Hey.
I can't be worried about.
I can't take him.
Oh, you're going to love him.
I'm not.
DJ.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. That dude is crazy. He
that
is
makes
straight
me nervous.
Up crazy. No, I'm talking about funny. Like, he should have been a comedian first. Instead of a pimp, because he's very funny. The first time I had him on, it rained down here in the ATL, and he called in and he said, "Taz, I just got through issuing out 28 umbrellas," and I'm thinking, "What the hell? 28 umbrellas?" He said, "Oh, my hose is gonna make my money."
Oh God.
Not good. That is not good.
He's talking about 28 umbrellas. I'm like, what, man? He said, I don't care. The Johns do their work, their best work in the rain.
OMG. You know what? See why I would not be good with this? This would not turn out good.
DJ, you would be laughing because the dude talks funny, first of all. And you can't, you like, did he really talk? You got to get over that part first for the first half hour. By that time, we only got 30 minutes left. Because he talks stupid. You would be laughing at the way he talked first.
I could have said something else to laugh
at. See, the one time I said, what do you have on? Because I know you're a flashy dresser. He goes, TAC, I have a very, very masculine pink shirt on.
Masculine pink shirt. Oh, Lord. You know what?
I fell out. I was no more good. I couldn't stand it. I said right there on the show, I ain't going to make it. I'm not going to make it. This is a fool. A masculine. He goes, a very masculine pink shirt.
Masculine.
With green silk pants.
Oh, God. He's wearing pink and green. What is he, an AK?
AK.
I don't know what he was. I don't know. We didn't get that far. I couldn't stand it when he said masculine pink. What?
That's very
disturbing. So is there a color of masculine pink?
I don't know how masculine pink looks.
I'm just saying.
I know he's very funny, very entertaining. Had people calling in from other shows talking about, I can't stand this pimp. He killing me, man. They calling in just to tell him, man, where do you pimp at? And he said the streets and the numbers, and like, dang, he all in the ATL. And he wrote a couple of guides, a couple of little pimp booklets.
Pimp guide?
Guide.
Oh,
what?
God.
Yeah, he wrote a couple of guides.
How to pimp?
Yeah, pimp.
How to keep your pimp hand strong?
The one is called Pimps Are Us, and the other one, if it ain't making money, it ain't.
you know what?
If it ain't
I would not be able to make it.
I didn't think I was.
You are lying.
Tips are us, and if it ain't making money, it ain't.
I don't know.
He's got a third little pamphlet thing. I read in there. I read the little different things and ask him questions.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Y'all ain't going to make it when he come on.
No,
I talked to him the other day and asked him, did he get your email, CJ?
What did he say?
He said, if I don't know who it is, I just delete him.
Like, oh, Lord, he sounds like he's 81 years old.
He don't know who he didn't know who you was, so I told him, she'll hit you up again. If not, I'll hit you up. Because he said, if this just comes in and I don't know who that email address is, I don't even open it, T-A-Z. I got a virus last time doing that. I ain't doing it no more, so he don't even fool around if you don't know it.
Okay. Wow.
Well, that one made sense. I said, well, I understand if you didn't know who it was. But I did tell him that you was emailing him.
Well, see, there you go. So apparently he's not a computer-savvy pimp.
I swept the floor, but apparently there was some dirt on it. Like
okay.
CJ swept the floor with Lisa Monet. And we ain't got her on.
Wow.
Well, I would like to play a song from Lisa, so y'all know.
Oh, okay. I'm just
no, so y'all at least know what she's working with. This is Lisa Monet, and What You Say.
3. You be telling me, baby, you're the king. We can break it down, baby, on the moon. We can take it there. Baby, tell me where we can go anywhere. Baby, I don't care.
Lisa Monet, the one that was supposed to be on this show, ain't on there. I got CJ and DJ. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, you know how we drop all of a sudden.
No, I'm here. I have a question.
Yes.
Our artist that didn't appear tonight, how old is she?
I want to say 38, maybe 39.
Wow. Okay.
She sound like a little girl to you?
Uh-huh.
No,
maybe a little bit. I kind of thought the rap sounded like younger.
Nah. I say she's younger than us.
That don't
we
mean
dirt,
a lot.
We dirt old.
Speak, yeah, speak for yourself.
That's right. Dusty Rascal, not us.
Y'all keep on talking. We gonna have to need a dump truck in here to clean out. We talking about sweeping the floor. We gonna have to have a bulldozer come in. There's a whole lot of old dust flying around.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, I know. Thank you. I do feel old.
You really getting up there, boss?
You ain't lying. I dropped my pen on the floor.
Is it still down there?
It took an hour to go get it. halfway in my bin, I said to the pen, I'm still here, you.
Stay right there. I'll be back.
I'll be right back.
I didn't say nothing about my back. I didn't say I'll be back. I didn't want to even think about that. I'm like, oh, Lord. Bending over, I hear about 800 cracks.
Oh God!
This is when the slave owners tell you when you a slave and you get old. Look here, boy, we ain't gonna beat you no more.
Yeah, you kind of work. It's not trying to beat you.
You might die. We ain't gonna work you too hard either. Ooh. Just keep these other negresses and Negroes in line. That's exactly what they tell you.
Show us when they talk about running.
Right? Only part that the old people can run to is the tall grass.
And stop.
Yeah, stop. And hope he don't see you. But master get mad, we gonna all have to run to the tall grass. Remember Chicken George said that?
Of course. Run to the tall grass.
Of course. Of course, it ain't nobody. I'm the only one that's seen Roots in here. I know.
I saw it. I was in high school, but I saw it.
I was too, CJ.
I was too.
Y'all not that far behind.
Listen, and besides, I mean, even if we weren't in high school, who gonna admit it? It wasn't like we was in the tall grass too.
They would have. You know, they would have to take me out because, you know, I probably wouldn't have made it.
I wouldn't have made it either because driving around, I mean, you know, I'm driving around delivering mail walking, and I'm going to myself, boy, those slaves had it rough. They were out in the middle of the field. The only time they was up under the, you know, to take a 5-minute break.
Mm-hmm. See, I would have been in the house anyway. Me and Matthew would have had to have we'd have had to have some sort of arrangement.
That type of agreement.
CJ.
I don't like the sun.
CJ.
Wait a minute. If you saw the pictures, did you see me? 102. That's being in 102. I just turned good chocolate.
You see what I'm saying?
You know I don't do it so well either.
Donna changed. I tell you.
Oh, Lord. I would have had to be in there with you, G. I'm serious.
We would just point out the ones we say.
Man.
He looked like he getting ready to run. Keep an eye on him.
He started yelling, "Ambale, ambale, she gone."
Man, I had to worry about that.
I'm reading on the net that Japan had another earthquake.
Oh my goodness!
Are you serious?
5 points. Yeah, I'm just not reading it. 5.6.
It is. Well, we have a lot of Japan runners out here.
I can't pronounce the city, but they had another earthquake.
Oh, 5.6.
And also,
wow.
For my soap opera fanatics, they did say they were taking One Life to Live and All My Children off the air, but they're not going off the air. They're going on the internet.
They're going on the internet?
Really?
That's what it says. One Life to Live and All My Children aren't really dead. They're just moving to the web. Fans can put away their hankies and get out their mouse pads. The TV shows that started in the last century and ran for 4 decades will continue as web TV.
Wow.
Same sets, same cast, and we're guessing a lot of new dramatic cliffhangers. Maybe a whole lot of more cussing.
I think so, because on the web you don't have any boundaries.
No, you don't, damn it. Oh, my bad.
Hey.
Oh, my fault.
Oh, you are so wrong.
It slipped out, hell. I mean, you know, it slipped out. Just like when I was cussing in church. When Ron L. stepped on my shoe and took my shoe off. After I had been cussing out in the parking lot, and as soon as I got in church, Ron just walked on my shoe, and my shoe came off in the aisle, and I turned around in the middle of church and said, "MF-er."
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet
they. And the girl I was with said, "TJ," and I realized where I was at, and I said, "Oh shit."
Oh, God. Just kept going.
I cussed again. And then I realized, I'm in the damn church.
Oh, Lord, and you said the damn church. Okay, you know what?
See?
Go ahead and get your invitation from. When you see the invitation in the mail that's hot and steamy, that's from hell.
Man.
That's hell.
Okay.
I'm a mailman. I'm going
to
redirect
it.
I'm a mailman. I'm going to redirect it to.
I don't recommend it.
Because she changed. Talking about she going to get the master some. I'm going to make me arrangements. You change. She should be going to hell for that spot. She knows she was wrong. Talking about, it's too hot out here. Can I just take off my clothes? Yeah,
you say,
you
hey,
change.
Hey, come here.
You changed.
See?
CJ, you coming back to the bar talking about, I ate a whole lot of grits in the big house. I bet you did. Yo, honey. Oh. Well, this was impromptu. I didn't expect to have just CJ and DJ on the show. Glad y'all were on here.
Rascal.
It's 36 seconds. I'm just going to end it with one of the songs that we played when I dissed this other producer who had a song out on me. Me, my cousin J Bug, and this girl named Sure Enough, and Miss V. This is called Move and Go. We're talking about a dude that I called the Chocolate Punk back in the days. Thank you. Hopefully we'll be on next week. CJ, clean somebody's floor for real.
I am. I'm taking somebody out. Germany, I don't care who. Great Britain, I'm taking one of them out. Okay.
Get them, CJ.
I love y'all. Bye.
Love you too. Night.
Bye.
This is DJ Stroke. Welcome to the eulogy of the Chocolate Punk. This service is represented by the ATAZP. My best regards to the Chocolate Punk.
ATAZP, get out.
Let me spit some chocolate out. You gotta get that shit out your system. Let me be brief in the thing that I rip. Just in chocolate, can't certify hit. Running his mouth, and the bust his lip. Self-esteem low, but want an ego trip. Red is the name, A-G-A-D-P. Real beats to the head tonight, and you feel. Copyright protected, yo, don't you steal. Walk up wrong, the left and right will kill. Niggas like you, they just love to hate. Only niggas like me, coming off too great. Like Santa said, boy, clean your plate. Your jacket was a man that's always first rate. I dip it down a blow on the mic check. Extraordinary punk, and what the heck? Toe to toe, beat the beat. And I bet the wax song you got won't throw a rip.
That's the way that we roll. We move and go on the low, low. That's the way that we roll. We move and go.
Check
on
it.
The low, low.
Yo, up in the lab making plots and premises. My phone rings and it's your arch nemesis. Things he told me got me asking why you talking smack. Like hitting J Bug up in the eye. Are you crazy, baby? You're lazy, maybe. Brain froze to your toes, now you're acting shady, baby. Then you grab the phone with nothing to say except, man, don't be a hater, spare my ego today. But it's you that talk trash, now you shall be smashed. Like a wibble cut, break cords, your mind is all crashed. Like your lips is a lollipop, the sucker is thrashed. By the brash rash, hatching from a mind so crass.
Hello? Is it me you're looking for? Hello? See me at the source of wars, what? That's the way that we roll. We move and go on the low, low. That's the way that we roll. We move and go on the low, low.
Hell no. You call me off my shoulder, check a candy coated arm and bark messed up. Moving with a loaded jet. Check the label on my liquor, cause I'm coming top shelf. You some water down cooler. I know you lost some pink velour, cause you're coming out the sewer. Spitting nothing like manure. You can't rate my lyrics, bitch. Who the fuck you working with? The Joe Biggin filling ditch. Gasolina, chocolate snitch. High class diva, but I'm from the dirty south. Leave a scary obituary, cause the shit coming out your mouth. There ain't near a bitch alive that can check my lyrical genius. All you dogs better run, cause I'm vicious. I mean it. Don't compare you skillless rappers coming from the chocolate crapper to a diva that was snappy. Trust me, boy, I wanna snap it. Willy Wonka reject your chocolate history. Can't touch the TAD, motherfucker, RIP.
That's the way that we roll. We roll and go on the low, low. That's the way that we roll.
We roll.